Welcome back to Morning Edition on 90.5 WKAR, and we are having our Mondays with the mayor, and today's mayor is Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies, the brand new mayor. And
still feels new.
You were sworn in December, and how's it going so far? How was the transition?
So far so good. I think there's a lot of great new energy in the city, particularly within City Hall, City Administration. I think everyone's really excited about the opportunities that are in front of us, the things that we already have in development from the city's perspective. A lot of economic development projects going on downtown, a lot of road construction that is going to be wrapping up.
You mentioned that you have a State of the City coming up. When is that, and where can people see it, and when are you going to talk about?
Yep. Well, we're working on that now. We're having some. We're trying to figure out the right place and time and talking with some of the big stakeholders that we have in the city to make sure that they're incorporated as well. It'll be after the State of the Union, after the State of the State, so sometime in February, early February. But we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Jackson is really one of the best kept secrets in the state. I think it has this reputation of being a prison city. Obviously, it's where the state prison is. And that's kind of been our niche or perceived niche from everyone outside of Jackson, the friends that I talk to. But, we really have a tremendous amount of resources, a tremendous amount of opportunity sitting at the crossroads of 94 and 127. We have consumers right downtown, headquartered right downtown. We have a number of a huge young professional, organization that we have in the city. Lots of new people are moving into the city. We actually, whereas a lot of cities have an aging population, we have a rejuvenating population. Our fastest growing demographic is 0 to 7. So we have a lot of energy in the city, a lot of young, new families living there.
And one challenge is crime. I kind of looked at some statistics and, first degree criminal sexual assault, aggravated assaults, and auto thefts are up. But on the other hand, for balance, there are some other violent crimes numbers that are down. Mm-hmm. How are you tackling that, or and how is the police force doing with that?
It seems like last year, this past summer, rather, we had a string of shootings. It felt very intense. Overall, I think we've seen statistically over the past couple of years that violent crime has been down. Certainly this past summer, there were a lot of shootings, and we're going to be working to address that. In fact, we had a neighborhood meeting recently after the election that had probably close to 200 people at it, and city leaders, the sheriff, police chief, community stakeholders talking about the violence and things that we could do to actually stop that. And I think that we're going to pursue some of the traditional solutions, hoping to put more cops on the street. We want to work as a city to incent neighborhood associations and really help to put people back in contact with one another, take these communities offline, put people face to face, and help to get them to know their neighbors, and have those conversations that I think are important to crime fighting and helping people to understand one another.
Talking with Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies, how can the Capitol help Jackson better?
It's public radio, so I'll keep some of my comments reserved, but I felt I've been in city government, local government for over 5 years now. And in an age of Republicans dominating almost every facet of government at the state level since I've been elected, it's been interesting to me to see the amount of local control that's been stripped away from municipalities. Revenue sharing that's been cut. You talk about us not being able to fix our streets to, long-term liability costs ballooning. A lot of the problems I think that cities are experiencing, Jackson included, are because of decisions that have been made at the Capitol to, reduce the revenue sharing, the funds that are coming into the city. That's, you know, hurt communities in more ways that we can talk about here. And at the same time, you know, when we go to explore local solutions to fix some of those problems that either have existed or have been newly created by Lansing decisions, you know, we've found that we've been preempted.
Outgoing Lansing Mayor Virgil Bonero says there's no sense of regionalism here. Do you feel like Jackson could work better with Lansing or in East Lansing and all the cities?
I really believe that that vibrant urban cores are kind of the beating heart of the counties and the larger regional community in which they exist. So Jackson really, I think, should be leading Jackson County in the way that cities like Lansing, Ann Arbor kind of lead their regional areas. So that's, I think, the first change that we're going to be making. And one of the reasons why we're doing a State of the City is to show that leadership, show what our vision looks like for, you know, 1, 2, 5, 10 years down the road of where we want to be as a city.
So when you're out representing the city as a mayor, what are you going to brag about?
Well, I think, I think that we have a great downtown. I'm really excited about, you know, our downtown, the infrastructure that's going in, the developments that are going in. I really view, similar to cities being the beating heart of the surrounding counties and communities that they exist in, I think that downtowns are the hearts of the city. They're what sells the city. We have so many other amenities. We got a hot air jubilee. We have an art and history museum. We have a museum in the prison, Cell Block 7. We have a planetarium. I mean, there are so many hidden gems within Jackson. It's pretty incredible when you think about a community of Jackson's size, just under 35,000 people.
How is your daughter dealing with her dad's new title?
Well, I think she's still, she's just starting to get out daddy. So,
Well, Mayor Derek Dobies from Jackson, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
For WKER News, I'm Reginald Hardwick.